The 9 largest LEGO sets you can buy on Amazon in 2026, ranked by pieces, footprint, and build commitment. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The largest LEGO set you can buy through an active Amazon product page in this 2026 ranking is the 10,001 piece Eiffel Tower 10,307. Titanic 10,294 is second at 9,090 pieces but creates the harder furniture problem because it is about 53 inches long. UCS Millennium Falcon 75,192 is the best science fiction undertaking. Rivendell 10,316 is the best all-around fantasy grail. NINJAGO City Market 71,799 is the best giant set to keep playing with. And Avengers Tower 76,269 has the strongest minifigure cast. Do not rank these by pieces alone. Rank the room constraint you can actually support. Large LEGO sets are sold by piece count and owned by furniture. A 10,000-piece tower can fit a small square of floor and still fail because the ceiling is low. A shorter ship can eliminate an entire console. A densely furnished city needs less depth but more access because hands keep returning to it. Dax checked LEGO's official dimensions, piece counts, product photography, minifigure inventories, and building instruction pages against direct Amazon product ASINs and community ownership reports. The future 12,060-piece Sagrada Familia is not ranked because its announced November 2026 release is not buy it now. Retired sets with active Amazon pages are clearly labeled. A live listing is not permission to pay an absurd marketplace price. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the largest LEGO set on Amazon right now? Eiffel Tower 10,307 leads this ranking at 10,001 pieces. It rises roughly 58.5 inches on a square base around 22.5 inches wide and deep. Titanic follows at 9,090 pieces, then the UCS Millennium Falcon at 7,541. Piece count predicts hours and sorting, not room difficulty. Titanic's 53-inch length and the Falcon's deep, heavy hull can be harder to own than the taller tower. The official product pages divide these objects into meaningful modules. Eiffel assembles in 4 major sections. Titanic separates into 3 hull sections and exposes internal cross-sections. Falcon uses removable hull plates. Those construction choices matter because a giant set must survive the moment after completion, moving, dusting, showing a detail, and getting a hand under it without twisting the model. The active Amazon products are linked in every ranking card below. Stock and seller price change. Eiffel Tower vs. Titanic, which 10,000-piece build is better? Choose the Eiffel Tower 10,307 for architectural repetition, extreme height, and the purest how is that LEGO? Silhouette. The base, arches, trusses, platforms, broadcast tower, and top recreate the tower's structure at a scale that rewards distance. The building rhythm is repetitive by design. If identical lattice work feels meditative, the tower is extraordinary. If repetition feels like an invoice, it is a warning. Choose Titanic 10,294 for mechanical variety and internal storytelling. The hull contains grand staircases, boiler rooms, cabins, dining spaces, a promenade, swimming pool, bridge, and an engine linkage that moves pistons when the propellers turn. It repeats portholes and hull plates, but each cross-section produces a new explanation. Dax's verdict is Titanic for the builder who wants the construction itself to keep changing, Eiffel for the owner who wants the room to reorganize around one monumental silhouette. Neither should be moved casually after final assembly. What do the Titanic instructions reveal about the build? The official instruction library splits Titanic into 3 large PDF books. That is a practical ownership clue. This is not one uninterrupted manual and not a set to spread across a dining table you need tomorrow. Stage 1 instruction book, 1 numbered group of bags and 2 shallow sorting trays at a time. The modular cross-sections are the reward. Build sessions can end at a structural boundary rather than a random bag. Photograph each interior before the next hull plates obscure the view. If 2 people build, divide sorting and assembly rather than splitting symmetric sections blindly. Mirrored-looking structures can carry different internal detail. LEGO's official photography shows the stern section open, piston linkage visible, and 3 completed modules aligned. Use that same orientation when moving it. Support a module from the rigid base and hull, never a deck rail or funnel. Is the UCS Millennium Falcon still the best giant science fiction set? Yes, when the owner wants the project and already has the display. The UCS Millennium Falcon 75,192 uses 7,541 pieces for an 84-centimeter long, 56-centimeter wide ship with removable hull panels, cockpit, main hold, engineering station, gun positions, boarding ramp, and crews from the original and sequel eras. It is less forgiving than the photographs. The hull is heavy, wide, and difficult to grasp. Deep furniture collects dust near the center. A wall mount or angled stand changes visual impact but adds structural and installation questions. Community owners repeatedly recommend solving the stand or table first and moving the completed ship with two people. The official minifigure lineup is good, but the Falcon's value is the ship. Buyers primarily excited by figures and accessible rooms should compare Avengers Tower, City Markets, or Rivendell. Rivendell versus City Markets. Which giant world is more fun to build? Rivendell 10316 is the best curated fantasy journey. It moves through stone, foliage, water, roofs, statues, furniture, bedrooms, forge, bridge, and council ring. 15 minifigures include the complete fellowship, so the object feels narratively finished. Its weak point is a repetitive roof tile passage and delicate foliage once assembled. Ningago City Markets 71799 is the livelier system. Four floors contain shops, homes, food, karaoke, a blacksmith, cable car, lift, boat, bridge, and even a working toilet mechanism. 21 minifigures make the city feel occupied. Removable rooms and a modular connection to other Ningago city sets reward continued handling. Choose Rivendell for one composed work of fantasy art. Choose City Markets when the finished object should keep producing stories and small discoveries. Because City Markets is retired, its Amazon price needs more scrutiny than its ranking. What do large LEGO instruction manuals tell you before buying? Instruction count and file size expose session structure. A set divided into three books, as Eiffel, Titanic, City Markets, and Avengers Tower are, expects multiple major construction phases. Download the official manuals before purchase and scan the module boundaries. Look for long repeated structural runs, sticker sheets, Technic cores, mirrored assemblies, and the moment sections join. Rivendell's manual reveals the council ring, river, forge, and building modules as separate scenes. Baradur's books expose the tower core gate, rooms, and eye mechanism. Those are stronger buying signals than a perfect front render because they show what your hands will actually do. Do not use a manual photo to inventory a marketplace listing. Verify the sealed product number, bag condition, and included book count with the seller. Official PDFs are a build reference, not evidence that a particular used box is complete. Hogwarts Castle vs. Barad-dûr. Which tall fantasy display wins? Hogwarts Castle 71043 is wider, lower, and denser with microscale story. Its 6020 pieces create the Great Hall, moving staircases, classrooms, towers, Chamber of Secrets, boats, Hooping Willow, and Hagrid's Hut. Four founder minifigures sit outside the microscale castle, while 27 microfigures populate the story. Barad-dûr 10333 is taller, darker, and more theatrical. The 83-centimeter tower contains a forge, prison, dining room, throne room, opening gate, and moving illuminated eye with 10 minifigures including Sauron. Its black exterior can feel repetitive, but the silhouette is singular. Hogwarts wins for a fan who wants to point at dozens of locations and moments. Barad-dûr wins for a room that wants one unmistakable vertical threat. Measure height for both, measure width and visual access for Hogwarts. UCS Venator vs. Avengers Tower, display ship or living playset. The UCS Venator 75367 is a 5,374-piece capital ship sculpture about 43 inches long. Its Red Republic markings, long hull, command bridge, display plaque, Admiral Ullerin, and exclusive Captain Rex make it a focused Clone Wars object. It has less accessible interior storytelling than the Falcon. The finished silhouette is the event. Avengers Tower 76269 uses slightly fewer pieces but creates far more character activity. The 90-centimeter building opens into labs, offices, party and prison spaces, a Quinjet hangar, and battle scenes with a Leviathan and Chitauri vehicles. 31 figures turn a tower into a casting department. Choose Venator when the ship itself is the answer. Choose Avengers Tower when visitors will move figures, name scenes, and peer into rooms. One requires long furniture, the other requires height plus front access. How do you choose a massive LEGO set for your room? Tape the official maximum width and depth onto the intended surface. Add at least a hand width where you need to grip, dust, open panels, or move figures. Check the shelf above a tower and the walking path beside a long ship. Sit at the normal viewing distance. A detailed in-city rewards close access, a capital ship and tower reward distance. Then choose the interaction. Eiffel and Venator are primarily silhouettes. Titanic and Falcon reward engineering inspection. Rivendell and Hogwarts reward scene discovery. City Markets and Avengers Tower reward continued play. Barad-dûr splits the difference with accessible rooms and a dominant outline. If the display solution costs almost as much as the set included in the buying decision, a stand, case, shelf, lighting, dust cover, or moving board is not later. It is part of the object you are buying. How should you plan a 5,000 to 10,000 piece build? Set up a leave-out surface, diffuse task light, shallot sorting trays, and a container for extra elements before bag one. Build in sessions that end at a numbered bag group or completed module. 90 focused minutes is more sustainable than an A-tower push that makes identical trusses or windows feel punitive. Use the official manual's module breaks, photograph hidden interiors. Keep sticker placement for a well-lit session. When a repeated run begins, pair it with music, an audiobook, or a second-person sorting. The repetition is not a design failure when it recreates a repeated structure, it is still a preference test. Finally, prepare the finished display before joining the last modules. Titanic, Venator, Falcon, and Rivendell are easier to position in sections than as complete objects. Keep the outer box only if it serves resale, moving, or organized disassembly. Flattening internal cartons can reduce storage without losing product identity. Final verdict. Eiffel wins raw piece count, Titanic wins internal engineering, Falcon wins science fiction pilgrimage, Rivendell wins complete fantasy, City Markets wins return-to-play value, Hogwarts wins microscale story density, Barad-dûr wins vertical menace, Venator wins capital ship sculpture, Avengers Tower wins cast. The correct purchase is the one whose finished shape and build rhythm already have a home. Frequently asked questions. What is the largest LEGO set on Amazon in 2026? Among the active exact Amazon product pages in this ranking, LEGO Eiffel Tower 10,307 is largest by piece count at 10,001 pieces. Is LEGO Titanic bigger than the Eiffel Tower? Titanic has fewer pieces but is about 53 inches long. Eiffel Tower has more pieces and is about 58.5 inches tall. They create different room problems. What is the best massive LEGO set for Star Wars fans? UCS Millennium Falcon is the deepest engineering and interior project. UCS Venator is the cleaner display sculpture for Clone Wars fans. What is the best giant LEGO set with play value? NINJAGO City Markets is the strongest play-in display hybrid because its 21 figures, shops, homes, cable car, lift, boat, and removable rooms remain accessible. Which massive LEGO set is best for fantasy collectors? Rivendell is the best all-around fantasy grail. Barad-dûr is the stronger vertical specialist, and Hogwarts Castle is the microscale story atlas. Should I download the LEGO instructions before buying? Yes. Official instruction files reveal module breaks, repeated construction, sticker load, Technic cores, and whether the build rhythm matches your taste. How do you move a large LEGO set safely? Move completed modules when possible. Support rigid base and structural areas with two hands, remove fragile protrusions if the instructions permit, and never lift by railings, towers, foliage, or hull plates. Why is the future Sagrada Familia set not included? Its announced November 2026 release means it is not a set you can buy and receive from Amazon now, so it fails this guide's eligibility rule. Do all products link directly to Amazon? Yes. Every ranked product uses an exact Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag, not a search result.